All right, it's 8:41 on a Monday morning with the Musers. We had the big news break on Friday. The Tiger Woods rolled his SUV in Jupiter, Florida, was arrested, and was charged with driving under the influence. We have a phone number for Tiger, so we thought we'd call him this morning to do a wellness check. He was released from jail late Friday night. Let's dial up Tiger's number here and see if he'll answer the phone. He usually does when we call.
This may be the day he doesn't.
Hello.
Tiger?
Oh, hi, I'm here, sir.
Hey, buddy, are you doing okay?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not doing too well. My whole body hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if you saw this or not, but I was in a pretty bad car accident.
Yeah.
Scary.
It was very scary. It was like this Land Rover came out of nowhere to be up under me and put me in a driver's seat, and it then wrecked.
That's all you remember?
I'm so depressed. I'm starting to think I can't drive.
Yeah.
I can't drive very well.
No.
And I was driving for show, too. You know, I putt for dough, and I was driving for show.
Yeah. Well, you got to stop trying to pass these cars on narrow roads.
I know, Craig, but I still only have my permit. I never got my full driver's license.
Oh, this isn't going to help.
So I know, and I think there's a few factors that figured into this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I was a little bit distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had my iPad going and I was watching Paw Patrol.
Oh, okay.
And then I had another iPad going and I was watching Bluey.
Uh-huh. Oh,
man.
And then I had my phone out and I was looking down at that because I had a picture of a bikini girl on it.
A bikini girl, wow.
Yeah, I call her bikini. You could see the top of her bottom butt crack.
So it was screens. It wasn't any sort of substance.
I had a lot of screens going, Giorgio. And when I saw the girl in the bikini,
yeah,
I decided that I wanted to try to do this thing that one of my friends told me about on the playground that makes you feel good.
Oh, gosh.
And so I reached down the front of my Dockers and I touched my pee-pee.
Tiger.
Well.
But then at that time I'm getting distracted by the Bluey thing, and then that made me feel guilty, so then I would kind of lose it for a little bit, and then I have to look at the bikini picture to get back into it again, so I kept going back and forth.
Well, you had a lot going on.
And then I think the other thing that may have complicated it was I was on about a lot of painkillers.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I take a lot of painkillers because I've had 58 surgeries
yeah.
in the past 20 years, and so I take over, I think it's 32 pain pills a day.
Oh, my gosh.
But they're shaped like Flintstones characters, so it doesn't seem like taking them is that bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Yeah? So I'd swallowed about 4 Barney Rubbles right before I got in the car to drive.
<Gosh. laughs>
And so I think that may have been a contributing factor.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I
Plus,
think so.
They got to keep these pressure washer trucks off the road.
Well, they're fine. It's just a pickup pulling a trailer. That's all.
I know,
it was.
But that makes it too long to pass. You know, difficult to pass. I'm really scared, guys. I think I'm blowing my chance to be Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah, you may be.
I can't captain a Land Rover, much less a Ryder Cup team.
Right.
Blowing my chance. But you know what I'm not blowing?
What?
Any more breathalyzers.
Right, you refuse.
You're done with that.
Well, no, you did blow one, but at least that was a 0.0.
I know. I cheated the test. I cheated the test. They couldn't smell the painkillers on my breath.
Why don't you just get a driver? You've got zillions of dollars.
I have, like, 50 Big Berthas already. I don't need another driver, George.
Yeah, George, he's a golfer.
Okay,
he's
right.
Got tons.
Never mind. Bad idea.
Besides, I'm still setting records. since I won my first Masters, I think I've had more DUIs than the Cowboys had playoff wins.
Yeah. Yeah, sure enough.
I'm a good, really good golfer, George. Did you know that? Or used to be, at least.
You used to be, yeah.
Kind of won the genetic lottery there, just winning all those tournaments and everything. But I guess I also lost the genetic lottery.
How so?
Because, you know, I'm Coblin Asian. Whenever I get behind the wheel, I guess that's the Asian and Coblin Asian that comes
okay.
out a little bit.
All right.
I've seen that meme, and it was hurtful. It was very hurtful. But you know what? I look at it, this as a positive. That's the way I do it, because I'm such a champion.
Mm-hmm.
I think I ought to be a stunt driver. I rode four vehicles and walked away from three of them, so
yeah.
I'm doing pretty damn good.
All right. That's one way to look at it.
You're just very lucky.
It's very positive. Yeah. And, you know, who I'm somewhat glad who isn't non-dead anymore so that he can't see me crash these vehicles?
Who's that? Your dad, Earl.
He's dead, so he can't see me crash.
So, right.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
You know who else I'm glad isn't alive to see me sail all sorts of automotive technology into pressure washing trucks?
Who's that?
Your mom.
Oh, gosh.
Your mom.
Colquita. Asian American Asian who was once so comely and ovulating that it caused a vodka swilling serviceman who was built like a water buffalo to attach a GPS device to the auxiliary maxi pad sewn into her miniskirt so that he could track her down to the bar inside a Seoul Korean Applebee's where he traveled on a Bethlehem donkey where she spotted him barging in the saloon doors with a knife, flowers, and a box of chocolates and a fistful of condoms, and he chased her out the back past an open door bathroom where Mike Ducey was going number two while reading a Playgirl magazine, and the camera zoomed in on him for a moment while he grunted before cutting back to the alleyway where Uncle Tita hopped into a nearby horse-drawn carriage pulled by a Clydesdale that was attached to a hot air balloon, and it floated up into the sky while Earl struggled to tie a sheepshank knot to attach his go-kart to a competing hot air balloon, and he chased her over the Himalayas until they landed in an Iowan cornfield when he bent her over a hay bale and made some really hard, enthusiastic consent with her as Mike Ducey finally arrived to see Earl's eyes roll in the back of his head as he shot PGA into a waiting mommy incubator. 9 months later, she squatted over a pile of bricks at a construction site and fired out a 15-time major winning four-cart crash and Swedish wife, she's a fetus.
Gosh.
Auxiliary maxi pad.
Go kart motors again.
She says, he says, hi.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Hang in there, Tiger.
Hi, Mears.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Tiger. It's 8:49 on the ticket.